I know you guys are going to be up in our neck of the woods here next week, and you're here for reasons that are not just performing. And I think it's just such a great thing that that you guys are going to be doing this year, because it's got something to do, I guess I should say, with the fact that you guys have been up at the Country Concert in Fort Loramie for years and years and years, and this was kind of a labor of love for you this year.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, we've been there on many, many occasions, and we're certainly looking forward to coming back, because, first of all, we know this is a great event. You know, but we're going to be there to the gentleman who founded the whole thing, you know, Mike. We're there to honor him and to honor his family. We're going to open the show, and we're going to do a special tribute to Mike. And it's going to be a very emotional thing. There's no question about it. But at the same time, something that we're also looking forward to doing.
Well, you know what? I mean, Mike was a tremendous guy, Mike Barhorst. And I think we all have stories about Mike, you know, like, for example, I guess the one story I remember, a lot of people may not realize that it just seemed like Mike never slept for like 3 or 4 days when that was going on. And I can remember the first year that I went up to introduce an act, and I had said that I was going to be sleeping in the station van, camping out all night in the van. And so 4:15 comes in the morning, and I'm stumbling out of the van with my radio gear, and the first person I see is Mike, and he's standing about, oh, maybe 25, 30 feet away, and he looks at me and he goes, I know you guys said that you were going to be camping out in your van, but I had no idea you were actually going to do it. I'm here. So, but Mike was a great guy. There's no doubt about that.
There's no doubt about it. And he has his family are your people as well. And we're going to certainly look forward to, you know, dedicating our part of the show to them as well.
And I'll tell you what, I know that a lot of people are looking forward to actually, you know, seeing you guys again and seeing you in that setting that just attracts so many people from around the area.
It really, you know, it's one of the great festivals, you know, and, you know, it started out relatively small, and it's grown to one of the biggest festivals in the country. So we're excited about being a part of it, you know, and certainly excited about honoring, you know, Mike, the founder of the whole thing.
Absolutely. And, of course, the 4th of July weekend coming up. I can imagine maybe one of those songs we might hear might be My Baby's American Made or something like that anyway.
Well, you can count on the fact you're going to hear American Made. I can almost promise you that, and you're going to hear Elvira too.
Absolutely. Now you wrote an e-book, as I understand, called From Elvis to Elvira. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
As well.
And for about a year and a half of that time, I sang with the King. I sang with Elvis. I sang with the King of Rock and Roll. And it was a very exciting experience, to say the least. You know, back then, you know, Elvis was probably the biggest star in the world. His tour was probably the biggest tour in the music business. And to be a part of it was very, very, very exciting. You know, and I talk, you know, and the title of my book is called From Elvis to Elvira. If you're interested in it, you know, go to oakridgeboys.com, you know, there's a link there to, you know, tell you how you can purchase the book. But if you're an Elvis fan, if you're an Elvis fan, there's great Elvis stories in that book. If you're an Oak Ridge Boys fan, there's great Oak Ridge Boys stories in there. And it's really my personal story. So you learn a little bit about me. I talk about the first singing that I ever did. I know this is hard to believe. You know, I was a boy soprano.
Oh, my goodness.
And I talk about my voice changing in junior high school, you know, and I ended up, you know, over the seventh and eighth grade year in junior high, my voice made a drastic change. And I ended up in eighth grade singing bass, and I've been singing bass ever since, obviously.
And at the risk of showing my own age here in this interview, I can remember those concerts. In fact, I was privileged to see Elvis three times. The first time was 1969 at Cincinnati Gardens. And I what I remember about those shows, besides some guy with a big deep voice who was always hitting those low notes, was also the fact that in those concerts were so electric. When Elvis would take the stage, I can remember the first song or two, you literally could have read a book by all the flashes that were going off in the arena.
There's no question about it. The arena became bright with flashbulbs. There's no doubt about it. You know, people, I think, paid money just to get a chance to look at him. You know, he was unbelievable. Like I said, when I was there, he was the biggest star in the world, and to be a part of that tour was very, very, very exciting, no doubt about it.
So let's definitely bring you forward here a little bit, and of course talk about the Oak Ridge Boys. I know you guys not long ago, maybe within the past couple of years or whatever, had the opportunity to see, you know, the plaque that hangs in the Country Music Hall of Fame honoring you guys, and I'm sure that's been, you know, something that's a source of pride, and also at the same time, you know, I guess it's kind of emotional for anybody who works in this business.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, this combination of Oak Ridge Boys, you know, we have been together now for 43, almost 44 years. And over that period of time, a lot of great things have happened to us. Nothing any greater, however, than being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, it's so special, it's difficult to find words to describe how special it is. You know, when you look at the Country Music Hall of Fame, you look at the people who are in the Country Music Hall of Fame, people like Elvis. You know, we've already talked about Elvis, people like Elvis, people like, you know, Johnny Cash, you know, people like George Jones, you know, the late Merle Haggard.
Hank Dolly Williams. Yeah.
You know, the list goes on. For the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that family, to be a part of that group, it's just difficult to find words to describe how special it is. Like I say, a lot of great things have happened to us. That comes at the top of the list.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned how long you guys have been together. I've been in radio about the same length of time. So, yeah, I mean, because I can remember, you know, the Grand Ole Opry back in the mid-70s, and I had the opportunity to be backstage one night there at the Opry, and I can remember talking with Grandpa Jones and with Minnie Pearl and people like that. And Minnie Pearl, of course, a lot of people don't realize when she was not in costume, she was one of the most elegant ladies I have ever seen in country music.
There's no question about it. You know, once again, I talked about the great family in the Country Music Hall of Fame. The family of the Grand Ole Opry is also very, very, very special. You know, and for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that family is something very special as well. You probably, when you were there, you probably met little Jimmy Dickens.
I did, yes.
He inducted us into the, you know, the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. And that was so very, very, very special. In fact, as we speak, this Friday we're going to be performing on the Opry once again. It's one of our favorite places.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I know everybody here in the Miami Valley is going to be looking forward to seeing you guys at a country concert up in Fort Laramie. You're there Thursday, going to be opening the whole shebang, and I know that the fans are really excited to be able to see you guys and hear not only the tremendous harmonies of the Oak Ridge Boys, but of course that deep bass voice of a guy by the name of Richard Stirvin.
Well, I'll give it my best shot.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Richard, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping promote the fact that we're coming to town. We don't take that lightly, so we certainly appreciate it.